A prominent criminal lawyer has warned that Queensland's tough new anti-bikie laws could stretch the state's judicial system to breaking point. Yesterday, a 25-year-old former Brisbane Bronco player accused of being a member of the Hells Angels and trafficking drugs was denied bail. From Brisbane, Stephanie Smail reports.
Police allege former Brisbane Bronco Michael Spence was, until recently, a Hells Angels sergeant-at-arms involved in trafficking drugs. Under the new anti-bikie laws, he's denied bail automatically, unless he can convince the judge otherwise. Although Spence's lawyer argued he'd resigned from the club 9 days before the new laws were passed, he wasn't released. The process wasn't a speedy one. It took 2 days for Chief Magistrate Tim Carmody to make his decision. Bill Potts is a criminal lawyer not involved in the case, and he says that's highly unusual.
It's quite clear that this legislation is so broad and so vague in its definitions that it is effectively extremely difficult for the court to contend with.
Magistrate Tim Carmody was critical of the evidence presented by both the defence and the prosecution. He told the court, "The quality of information provided to me to perform this difficult task has left much to be desired." Bill Potts says lawyers are confused by the new legislation.
The defence are struggling with the new legislation, as is the court, and as I suspect is the prosecution.
He's warning the new laws will generate a backlog in the court system.
Justice delayed is justice denied. When the courts are taken up with lengthy proceedings, with costly applications and delay, inevitably it flows through to everybody. I'm concerned that our hard-working judges and magistrates are being stretched to breaking point. The government cannot simply give harsh and draconian legislation with one hand without in fact then providing the resources to deal with the inevitable judicial backlog.
The deep divisions between Queensland's legal fraternity and the state government aren't going away. This week, the Premier Campbell Newman said judges and magistrates should come down from their ivory towers and make decisions in line with community expectations. In reading his decision, Magistrate Tim Carmody said there is no cause for personal attacks on the decision makers. He said it's naive and dangerous to expect too much from any human system. Bill Potts says the Chief Magistrate's decision to deny Spence bail is not a win for the Newman government.
I don't think governments can take any comfort from an individual decision. It is merely, I suspect, a minor skirmish. What will be interesting is the way in which the law and the judgments proceed over the next coming months.
Criminal lawyer Bill Potts ending that report from Stephanie Smail.